when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَانَ.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing about this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَةَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعْدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. May Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. May Allah distance from His mercy the product of Marjana. And may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. And may Allah distance from His mercy Shimr. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. And may Allah distance from His mercy the community that laid the saddles of their horses, their reins, and took off to combat with you. In the previous years, brothers and sisters, we have explained up to this part, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ. Shimr ibn Dhil Jawshan is reported to have severed the blessed head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the plains of Karbala in order to attain reward from Yazid. History tells us that in the beginning he fought in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin. But later he got deviated. He united with the renegades, with Khawarij. Since then, he always had hatred against the progeny of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that's why he did such horrible action. His father was said to be Aus ibn A'war, who received his armor from Khusro of Persia, and after wearing it, acquired the name Dhil Jawshan. So that's why Shimr was called Shimr, the son of Dhil Jawshan, the possessor of the armor. He was among the Arab polytheists of Hijaz who did not accept the message of the Holy Prophet ﷺ till the victory of Mecca. We read in history books that on the day of Ashura, Shimr was heavily intoxicated with the love of the world. When Umar ibn Sa'd asked his soldiers to behead Imam Hussein ﷺ, it is narrated that none was able to do it save Shimr. So he announced himself as the one who is ready to do this.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is Do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, historical records tell us that Umar ibn Sa'd shouted, "Who will bring for me his head so he would have what he would relish?" Shimr said, O Amir. Umar ibn Sa'd said, "Hurry up and you will have the greatest reward." Thereupon, Shimr approached Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was in this state of unconsciousness. He drew near to him, sat on his chest, feeling the weight on him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam looked up at him and said, "Woe be unto you. Who are you? For indeed, you have ascended an exalted peak." Shimr said, "It is me, it is Shimr." And Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Woe be unto you. Who am I?" He said, "You are Hussein ibn Ali, the son of Fatima al-Zahra, and your grandfather is Muhammad, the chosen one." Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "If you know that this is my lineage and root, then why are you killing me?" Shimr said, "If I don't kill you, then who will take the reward from Yazid? Who will take the reward from Umar ibn Sa'd?" Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Which one is more lovable to you? Reward from Yazid or the intercession of my grandfather, the apostle of the Almighty Allah?" Shimr said, "Only one portion, only a small point of the reward is more lovable to me than you and your grandfather." Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "If you insist on killing me, then at least give me a sip of water." And Shimr said, "Never by Allah. You will not taste a drop of water till you taste death in the state of continual agony." Imam Hussein said, "Woe be unto you. Unveil for me your face and stomach." Shimr, in this part, unveils his face and stomach, and he appears spotted and leprous, resembling dogs and pigs. And Imam Hussein says, "My grandfather was right in what he said." Shimr, astonished, says, "What did your grandfather say?" Imam Hussein says, "Addressing my father, he said, 'O Ali, a leprous and spotted person who most resembles dogs and pigs will kill this son of yours.'" This made Shimr furious, and he said, "You liken me with dogs and pigs? By Allah, I will slaughter you from the back of your neck." So he turned Imam Hussein alayhi salam's face, and he did what he did. So that's why we said that this Shimr was intoxicated with the love of the world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك
إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.